It is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho, H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-Z. I guess even back then you can call me CEO.
No, you ever been to Qatar?
They're in Qatar?
No, but it's topical.
No, I've never been.
Yeah, me neither. We had fish and chips tonight, so I was going to think about doing a British accent for the whole episode, but it's not that good, it's not that funny, and I think it's stupid.
Dinner did come out well, though.
But dinner was great, so that's nice. Hero World Challenge, Neil. Obviously, we're disappointed to lose Tiger, but it is great to see Victor Hovland go back-to-back. There's only two people who have ever defended this title to go back-to-back. Can you name the other one, Neil?
Is it Tiger Woods?
It's Tiger Woods, yes. I've been saying this for weeks now, maybe months. Probably not months, probably weeks, that this is the year of Victor Hovland. I don't know if I've actually been saying that.
I don't think you have, but nonetheless.
I think, well, I'll
please
go.
Explain.
We can go back and check the tapes. It just seems like it's all coming together at this point. The ball striking's obviously never been an issue, but that short game has been holding him back. But I'd have to check the strokes gain numbers on this, and maybe I should have. But it does seem like he's piecing it all together, and he's like one huge week at a major away from being like the best player in the world. He's certainly within the top 10 just based on skill set. I don't know how that mindset is at all times for Vic. It does seem like things can move a little quickly from 100 yards and in, but this really does feel like it could be his big breakout year. I had high hopes coming into this week for Tommy Fleetwood, just based off his last win on the Euro Tour. He finished dead last DFL, so that was tough. Neither of our picks.
No, my pick didn't do that well.
JT finished like fifth, but that doesn't really mean anything when it's a 20-person tournament. And same goes for John Rahm. Whoa, speak much? Finishing 10th. Cam Young is a problem in a good way. I think he's my pick to win the Masters at this point, regardless of what I just said about Victor Hovland.
Metropolitan section, man.
Yes. Hell yes. Shout out the MPGA. All right, sidebar. The coolest part of sports memorabilia, the coolest piece, that's the word I was looking for, of sports memorabilia I own is a Metro PGA like dinner banquet like list of events card. What is that called? Agenda? I don't know. It's like when you show up to a dinner banquet and they like give you a piece of paper to tell you like who's speaking, like who's here, what's going on. It's signed by Nick Faldo and Sir Nick Faldo and Yogi Berra.
Where did you get that?
I think my aunt gave it to me. Anyway, Cam Young is a Metro PGA man and continues to just like be the most impressive person in golf under the age of 25. The move that he gets off the top is gross. It's a move I've been trying to emulate for years. Or create for years. We'll also have a big week talking about him on Thursday. He's playing with Steve Stricker at the QBE, which I think is really funny. But yeah, just have loved his play this week. The last thing we need to talk about from the Hero was the Saturday Mudball controversy. And I personally, I think these pampered Fs need to play, to quote Patrick Cantlay. I don't think the PGA Tour should ever play Live Clean Place. Neil, your thoughts?
What if it's like dead buried in there though, like you can see half the ball?
Well, that's a rule. That's called plugged. You're allowed to.
Okay, so then just what? It's just a little dirty. Is that the Live Clean Place?
I'm upset that you didn't know what a plugged ball was, right?
Well,
there.
I know what a plugged ball is, but like,
no, you didn't. You just said, "What if it's plugged? You're allowed to remove it if it's plugged." That's not Live Clean. Live Clean Place.
Live Clean Place is what? Just has a little dirt on
it? It's like, yeah, it rained really hard this week in the Bahamas, and they were allowed to, in the fairway, if it's covered in mud, you put your tee down, clean it off, and then place it back where the tee was.
Yeah, no, that seems soft.
Damn it, Neil, you were supposed to take the contrarian side to this.
Well, clearly I screwed up. Clearly I don't know the rule well enough to take the contrarian side.
This was a mess. I think that you should never be allowed to play Live Clean Place on the PGA Tour. It absolutely poured in the Bahamas this week. But if you're playing golf, play golf. Like, if you're going to play by the rules of golf, the ball is meant to be played down. And look, as I don't know if people know this, also new podcast art out this week. Pretty handsome. Speaking of the new podcast art, it's a picture of me playing college golf. In one of the tournaments I played in, we played Lift Clean in Place from any type of grass that was fairway height. So I was in the wrong fairway several times that day. It was a long night before. But I could still Lift Clean in Place from the wrong fairway because it was a fairway. I mean, it didn't matter because it was D3 golf and I finished dead last, but like, that's a joke. That's not like competitive golf. No. That's, I get to tee the ball up at that point. Like, I can do anything I want from that. That's not what golf is testing. You're out in the elements. We don't play inside. We're not looking for resurfaced ice every 20 minutes. We play in the world. So I think it's BS that Kevin Kisner was so mad about it. What'd he say? Kevin Kisner said, I had a 4-iron in with mud all on the left side with the wind off the left and lost the ball left of the green. Pretty hard to aim it in the middle of that. But the leaders aren't having any problems, so it wasn't too hard for everyone. Yeah, that's another part of my point.
That's weird. Why would he say that?
I don't know.
It's a very weird thing to end that with.
Victor Hovland shot like 66 on Saturday. Deal with it. Zinger agrees with me. He said, guys that are complaining need to check their attitude at the door. Wow. Amen, wow. Zinger. Amen. I think it's great when these guys don't know what's going to happen to their ball. And we're also going to get Neil for Christmas, which we're going to talk about after the break. We're going to get Neil a copy of The Rules of Golf. And we're heading into commercial. Hope you enjoyed that commercial. We had a discussion of what Lift Clean in Place is during that commercial break. We've got it all sorted out now, so we're good. But our post-commercial segment is going to be our Christmas list this year. This is honor of the Banty gift guide coming out. You should check it out. It's on the Banty website, bantygolf.com. You can go to the blog section to see 18 gifts we've picked for the golfer in your life. But we're going to give a quick run-through of our Christmas lists. First thing on mine is a very fancy pair of FootJoys. Mm. I have the Pro SLs right now. I want like one of those like classics that like looks like I could wear them to like church. They look like my suede bucks that I wore to boarding school before I played college golf. That's the kind of school I was at. I had to wear bucks every day.
Did you play high school golf?
I did not play high school golf. But I do want golf shoes that look like that. I think they're really handsome. Like an all white pair of those. I think those would be really classy.
Hard.
Justin Thomas always wears those. Neil, what's on your list this year?
I could use a good pair of golf shorts, like a nice, good material. I got like one of them. Then you sweat right through the other kinds if they're not like the good quality.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I could use one like that.
To go with my classy pair of FootJoys, I would like the Harris Tweed shoe bag.
Oh, you stole mine.
Well, you didn't know what Lift Clean Place was. I would like the Harris Tweed shoe bag. It's right from the gift guide. Incredibly handsome. You kind of look like a loser when you keep your golf shoes in your golf bag. I'm doing that right now just because I don't have another alternative. But that would be a great gift to have. Neil, can you think of another one? Because I stole yours.
I could also use, I got my bag and I love my bag, but a Sunday bag, something like the Loma bag Sunday golf would be quite nice. Mm. I've never vibed with a Sunday bag before, but I'd like to try.
Yes, I hate my bag. My bag is way too heavy right now. It says somebody else's name on it. It's like an effort. I like the workout, of course, but it's too heavy. I think that's a great pick, Neil. I would like lessons. You know where I can get any? You know a guy?
Too.
Yeah.
Fairways Driving Range, Branford, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Ron Del Estrito.
Yeah. I would also like a one-over hat by Bogey Bros. Oh. I think that'd be really cute of us if we both got those. What would you like, Neil?
I had another one. Oh, yeah, I could use a brand new head cover also. I got the standard ones, and they're really, it's just so boring, and I feel like a lesser golfer because of it. I feel like if I had a good one, if I had swag head covers, I'd play better, really. Look good, feel good, play good.
Okay, well, now you stole one of mine because I was going to play like a joke where I would say, I want a new head cover, and then wink at you because don't tell our friends in our Secret Santa friend group, but Neil has me.
They listen to this.
And I know what he's getting me. I want a new head cover, Neil. I'm excited to see which one I'm getting. But yeah, check out.
You're blowing up our spot. I mean,
check out the gift guide on bantygolf.com. This is a big week for golf, honestly. On Thursday, we're going to discuss the QBE shootout, which has LPG. I forgot how to speak. I think I ate a British food tonight and forgot how to properly speak. That's what happened. Damn it. No offense to the British. Big week for golf, the QBE shootout. They have LPGA players. Nelly and Lexi are playing for the first time ever. We also have the match this Saturday. So we're really looking forward to breaking that down on Thursday. And also looking forward to heading into the holiday season with you lovely folks. Not our best, I'll say it. Damn it.
I really threw you off with the lip cleaner play.
Boomerang, a tank, come around, round, wanna hit the top, top. Ooh, da lolly, lolly. Chip, puck, you know what's the big whoop? When I play my game, and then I make my mama proud. Woo. Smash, bang, you gotta hit the ball far. Then the crowd goes, woo. Then you hear the ooh, da lolly, lolly. Tweet, tweet. I want my birdies all day long, let the bogeys go. It's a hey. Ooh, da lolly, lolly. Hey. You wanna play with